First coach on our teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-2 in conference, 5-2 overall. Northwestern plays at Nebraska on Saturday, an 11 a.m. kickoff to appear on ESPN2. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Great. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go to questions, please.
All right, let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jeff Temple with ESPN.com.
Northwestern's one of six teams in the Big Ten that ranks in the top 20 nationally right now in total defense. Just curious, what do you think has made the league such a strong defensive conference this season?
Well, you know, as I look at the teams that we've played and the conference opponents that we haven't played but I've seen in cutups, you know, I think it's definitely starting up front. I think the defensive lines across the conference have been very impressive, very stout. You know, a couple different waves most people are playing with. And, you know, I think it really starts up there. And I've been very impressed with the teams that we've played. And, you know, like I said, the teams that I've seen in cut-ups, I've been very impressed with the defensive lines.
Do you think offenses are behind at all this season? Or if it's just
I don't know what that means, but I think that the defenses are playing pretty well. And, you know, it's definitely, I know, a point of emphasis probably on most teams is to try to have your defense as stout as you can. And it's usually how you win football games.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Our next question comes from the line of Rich Kipus with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Pat, a little bit of a defensive follow-up to that. Nebraska statistically is pretty salty against with their run defense numbers right now. When you've kind of prepared and looked at them a little bit, do you attribute it to scheme, personnel, anything kind of jump out of that?
Yeah, issue? You can write quick and print the last answer I just gave.
Yeah.
it starts up front. You know, they're very stout. You know, and you've always got to be great at the catcher, pitcher, and center fielder, right? In football, it's the same thing. You got to be great in the D line. You got to be great up the middle of your defense. And you know, they're doing a great job. And schematically, they do a great job of plus one-ing in the box against the run. And their guys have been tackling well. They're very athletic across the board and you know, very impressive when you watch them on tape. And they've played a lot of guys. They've dealt with injuries, and, you know, it just seems like the next guy stepped up and played very well for them. So it'll be a huge challenge on Saturday.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet.
Our next question comes from the line of Luke Meredith with Associated Press.
Coach, as someone who's pretty active on social media, I guess what happened with the Michigan punter after that fumble sort of serve as a reminder that not everything can be so great on Twitter?
I don't know what happened, Luke. You have to educate me, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, the Michigan punter after the fumble that led to the loss, he caught quite a lot of heat from I guess, fans or people
sure.
Saying really nasty stuff.
Yeah, well, it's the world that we live in, and you know, we all have choices, and you know, from my standpoint, social media-wise, is to, you know, spread the good news about our program and interact with as many fans that are supportive of our program as I possibly can. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't waste a whole lot of mental or emotional energy on, what do the kids call them, haters, you know? I think that's what the guys call them. Or is the Twitter term a troll, I think, is that right? I don't know if I'm speaking the right lingo, but you know, I feel sorry for those people. I really do. I mean, life is precious, and, you know, especially the punter from Michigan. Trust me, every young man is trying to go out there and make a play and do what's right, and when it doesn't go well, nobody feels worse than that young person. And, you know, as a coach, that's where you try to step in and help them and give them everything you can to be supportive of them. And these guys sacrifice so much of the college experience and to go out there on worldwide TV and, you know, not perform the way they want to, your heart breaks for them. But you get back up on the horse and you go to work and you just keep grinding. And, you know, I feel bad for those people that would do something like that to a young person. As a coach, it is what it is. It's what I do for a living, and it kind of makes me laugh. I was thinking about putting together kind of a troll list and kind of putting like a top 10 like David Letterman. That would be fun every week, but I don't have enough time in the day. So.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet, buddy.
Our next question comes from the line of David Ubin with Sports on Earth.
Pat, ever since you guys held Stanford to 6 points, and they've scored an average of 45 the last few weeks, why do you think you guys were able to slow them down when no one else has been able to?
Yeah, David, I thought we tackled that in that game very, very well. We had a bunch of one-on-ones in space, and I think we were 100% tackle percentage that game. We were able to get a couple of timely turnovers, and for the most part, we fit their plays probably as well as we have against a team that good. We thought they were excellent on video. We thought their personnel was excellent, and the scheme that David and his staff run presents a lot of problems from a matchup standpoint. So I think we just executed very clean, and I've read all the things after that saying that they felt like they didn't play very well and all that, and I can respect that, but I thought we played pretty well in that game. I'd like to get back to that level.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Yeah. Question comes from the line of Jonathan Schaaf with Sport Nation.
Coach, why has Tommy Armstrong really gotten his game going? How have you seen him develop so far this year?
Yeah, taking care of the football. I think from a standpoint of their fly sweep game, that kind of marries up with almost their whole package. You know, they're going to get on the edge. They're going to run downhill. They're going to run the quarterback off of it and have some misdirection. They're excellent in the screen game. And he's got an outstanding group of wide receivers and tight ends that he has a weaponry around him with. And then what's been incredibly impressive is when things break down and he gets out of the pocket, A, his decision-making, and then B, his ability to make great throws on the run that lead to explosive plays and not turning the ball over has been really impressive to watch and going to be a huge challenge for our defense on Saturday.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, partner. Go Cats. Bye-bye.